Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So anyway, so we got to Paris.
Where did we even leave off with the last episode?
I think we just did Paris.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you were just about to make it to Mykonos.
Exactly. Right. So before we start this podcast or before we start this episode, if you guys have not seen the last episode, you might want to do that because that is the part one to this entire trip that we've been talking about. Yeah. And we're going to pretty much continue it off from where we last left off.
Euro trip,
part two. Part two of the Europe trip, chaotic extravaganza. Yeah, exactly. Butter up, buttercups, because we're about to get in on it, baby.
Come on now.
It's coffee time, baby. Let's Woo! Go. Wow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're the Unfiltered Family.
Oh, wow. Was that a thing? The holding a buttercup under your...
I was just going off your cues here. I don't know what you were doing.
Oh, I was holding a buttercup flower under my chin. Do you remember like if it glowed yellow, like you were sweet or something?
What is a buttercup flower?
Somebody please know what... I think flower. They probably grew in your... A yellow flower.
Like a honeysuckle?
Yeah, it was probably a different name, but I just thought of buttercup. Oh. But you would hold it under your chin, and if it reflected yellow, then you were, I don't know, good Sweet. Luck or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Something.
Does That's anybody so interesting. That? No, I've never heard of that.
No.
Is it one of the yellow flowers are in like grass, like in weeds?
It probably was a dandelion, to be honest. I don't know.
Someone just told you, someone out there told you it was a buttercup flower and you just went with it. How's everybody doing today? Good?
Really good.
Happy 4th of July. It's the 4th of July today.
Is it really? Oh, when this episode's coming out. Happy 4th.
I just checked the day. I was like, when is this coming out? Oh, it's 4th of July. So happy 4th of July.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
You too.
Do they do that every 4th of July? May the 4th?
No, or is that every month? May 4th.
May 4th. Fuck, you're right. Sorry. I'm not a Star Wars fan. I would have known.
June the 4th or July the 4th.
What are y'all going to be doing for the 4th of July? Do you know?
We're in Florida right now.
What's everyone dressing up as?
As a patriot.
As Uncle Sam.
Heath and I are in Florida.
Yep. Yeah. Is it specific? So it's not specifically you're going to Florida for 4th of July, though.
No. My parents' 30th anniversary was in March, and we're doing a family trip to Florida. Our big vacation. We haven't vacationed in 20 years.
Is this your parents are getting their vows renewed.
Yeah.
Renowned.
So we're setting it all up for them.
Did he like re-propose to her kind of a thing? Or did they just agree that we're going to
Well, it's a secret. He's going to do it in Florida.
There's a whole thing planned.
Oh,
Did we just ruin it?
No, it's a whole, yeah. Me and my sister.
Is he going to get on one knee again?
I don't know, Zane. I'm not there yet.
What part of Florida are you going to?
Fort Myers.
Oh, great.
I can't believe you're going
there.
The Pink
Shell Resort.
Who told him to go to Fort Myers?
They just picked
it. Why? Is that like, I know nothing about it.
It's just Fort Myers. It's where, like, we're from that fucking, that
yeah,
strip.
So random.
Yeah.
Well, and they also.
Everybody up there loves Florida.
They were also hoping that like your parents could come down.
I know.
But that was before we knew that they sold the house.
Yeah, kind of okay. Bad timing.
Yeah,
that's right. Is Fort Myers near Sanibel, though? Isn't what you fly into?
It's kind of over there. It's like the West Coast, Gulf Coast.
Yeah. You guys I've been to Fort Myers. I saw Cat in the Hat in Fort Myers.
When oh my gosh, out. I saw, where did I see Cat in the Hat?
I thought
Hat?
You were about to say the same
that
thing.
That just brought back a memory, like on a stage, yeah, right? A live Cat in the Hat?
No, I saw the movie with Mike
Myers. I'm like, please somebody know what I'm talking about.
So you
about.
Saw the in the movie theater,
it's Cat in the movie theater,
oh,
Cat in the Hat.
I saw Cat in the Hat live.
Oh, what, Seussical?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Cat in the Hat, the musical, is called Seussical.
That was Seussical, yeah.
And Mike Myers is not in that.
No.
Okay.
Imagine he does that.
Oh, that's funny.
Live.
I have the best worst memory.
You're really close.
Ever.
It's like dyslexic memory.
It's all over the place.
Well, I wish your parents the best.
Thank you. Hope they're doing great. Well. I mean, 30 years strong.
I know. I was telling Heath today. I was like, your marriage must be fucking going good.
If you want to get married twice.
Married again. Married twice.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like when people renew their vows, it's like,
don't.
I messed up. But
why would you say anything like that?
I'm kidding.
He's talking about other.
I know.
Everyone I know who's renewed their vows has already been in a healthy relationship, but sometimes.
I think it's the sweetest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
It's so cute.
Sometimes it's a front. You know?
Especially when older couples, like old like grandparents.
His grandparents just did it in Vegas.
It's the cutest thing.
Oh, they're staying young, baby. Get new to Vegas.
They're what, like 60 years?
Yeah, they've been married together? 60 years.
Woo!
Wow. Well, more now since then, but.
I wonder how much it rekindles like a long relationship like
Ooh.
That. You know what I mean?
I don't want to think about that.
Do you get a honeymoon again?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, like the Maybe. Old Ross and Toss in the back.
All right, so let's go to this trip.
Okay, yeah, let's continue. All right, where did we leave off?
We were getting ready to go to Mykonos.
Got it. Okay, there was one part of the story in Paris I totally forgot to tell you. It's just a minor detail, but this happened, and I was fucking dying laughing. So remember the hotel that I was telling you that we finally found one after you guys left for Mykonos, and everybody was regretting leaving. Right. We finally found one, and we had to wait like a couple hours to get into our hotel room. And so the guy calls me to let us know that they have one bedroom available so we can all go sleep in the bed. And that's where the story continues. But he calls me on the phone. He's like, bonjour. I was like, hello. And then he starts speaking, right? And in French, I don't understand a word. I'm just like, I'm like hungover. I'm tired. I'm like, sorry. I can't understand you. I don't speak French. And he goes, I am speaking in English.
Oh my God. I
put the phone down. I started howling because I was so hungover. Where English didn't even get through my brain.
That's funny.
That's funny.
He was talking for a good 20 seconds. I was like, sir, wait. I just can't understand you.
He was on that other line going,
I am speaking English.
Stupid American.
Literally stupid American. I feel like we're being called out the entire time there. Just stupid Americans.
It's all right.
But yeah, that was a missing detail. I just wanted to include that in. It was
I'm
so
glad you brought that up.
You make the flight.
The second flight.
Yeah, we made the second flight. I don't really even remember us making that flight, but we finally landed in, and you guys were out doing something in Mykonos.
Heath and I were having the time of our lives.
Oh my, we were probably eating something really good.
Yeah, we went to go eat. We had like the whole day or whatever. And then when we got back to the room, so we had a 2-bedroom suite. And when we got back to the room, the second bedroom was locked. So we called and they were like, oh, your friend is in there. I was like, Zane? So we're banging on the door, like
screaming
and making sure he's alive because we're making all this noise, not knowing that he was in there. And we didn't hear a peep.
Was that the day where I got home and I just went to sleep all day?
Right as soon as you got in.
I was like, is he a heavy sleeper? Like you were not waking up.
Yeah, I... I'm not a heavy sleeper at all, actually. I think I was just so tired because I don't think I even got any sleep before the flight.
That's what scared me. You didn't hear us at all.
Nothing. Wow.
Yeah, nothing. But I knew you guys were in there, though. But like, your stuff wasn't in a room yet. So I was going back and forth between both rooms because I didn't want to take the bigger room.
Oh, that's because we kept having to pack up because we thought we were switching rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't see that room yet when I was in there, right?
No, we
stayed there the night before.
We stayed there
already. Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, but you packed up already.
Yes. Yeah.
But that was your room that you had your bags next to?
Yeah.
The one on the right.
Got it. Okay. I was sitting there trying to pick the smaller room for like a good 5-10 minutes. Yeah. I was just like,
well, this one has a walk-in closet.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be the asshole to take the bigger room when there's a fucking couple in the room.
They were actually pretty similar. They were the same. Yeah.
What's Mykonos like? Is it like a very new city? Is it old? Is it touristy?
So it's an island off. So in my head, Mykonos was part of Greece. Oh. Or like on the main Greece like land patch.
Oh, that's what
but
I
it's
thought.
Its own island. Yeah. I didn't know this until like a few weeks before we left.
Did you have to take a ferry or you landed on the island?
We landed on the island.
Which was the gnarliest landing I've ever experienced.
It was crazy.
I didn't know Mykonos was so windy. The entire trip was sustained 30-mile-an-hour wind.
It was my hair was up.
Just ripping.
You couldn't wear a hat. Your hat would fly off. It doesn't matter how tight your hat was on your head. It would fly off.
The plane was like this. The whole time coming in. And
it was so windy.
I don't know how he landed it, but
yeah, I props was. To him. I think I was like asleep at that part, so I was fine. But it was fucking windy.
Gorgeous, though. It didn't.
Beautiful.
It felt new, but also old at the same time.
It was old, but well kept.
Did you get like an energy though, like there? Because that's like the origins of like so much humanity and like, I don't know, arts and writing and really, language and math all came from like Greece. So like, I don't know. Was there like any there was energy? Nothing,
there was no energy where it's like felt old.
It was just beautiful.
Yeah, and it felt like heaven.
It felt like
everybody
heaven.
Is in white. Everybody's in white. And it's not just our hotel.
The buildings are white. Everything's
the
white.
The buildings are white. The people walking around are wearing white. Either white or just flowy dresses.
It's just Instagram vibe.
Fresh air.
Almost kind of felt culty too. Like it felt like you were a part of like a
they're like come join us.
Yeah.
And everything was just so perfect. That's what made it feel
weird.
Yeah,
too perfect.
Like, the service the was restaurants. Unbelievable. Everywhere you went, everybody was so nice.
English people speaking English or Greek?
Yeah, perfect English.
Perfect English. Yeah. And, by the way, we have to give a big shout out to the hotel that we stayed at.
Yes. Shout them out.
This hotel was the most beautiful hotel I've ever been in.
Jaw dropping.
The pictures that you see on like the internet, exactly what it looks like in person.
We will never experience anything like that.
Anything like that ever again.
That's good. There's nothing worse than when you see those pictures and you see it like.
Yeah.
What is this?
It was really, really nice.
Even nicer, what was nicer? The staff.
We pulled up to this place and we didn't know what to expect. We're like, we knew it was going to look nice in the pictures. But we get out of the van and these like three male models in all white chiseled face come out. And we're like, what? We're like, what is this? And they start taking the bags. I'm like, the bag boys look like this.
Yeah,
like it was. Dude,
Greek people have this like beautiful like look to their faces.
Yeah, they're,
like,
they're beautiful.
When I go to even the Greek church with Patricia, I'm always just looking around, going, everybody is just symmetrical. Like they just have these striking faces,
beautiful like Greek people. Gods.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Just very prominent.
I know.
And the hotel had these hills, right? It was like literally running.
It was like vertical.
Steep
like,
hills.
Straight up.
And these male models.
And
just
all the rooms are just kind of like all over the place up in the hill. But yeah, it was crazy. They were like trucking them up the hill. Just like, I don't know. It was crazy. But yeah, they were like all white. And then you walk in and there's like this massive pool in, they have floating day beds all along the pool. So you can like lay out there and they'll bring stuff out to you. And then the bar and the restaurant, it was stunning.
Just feeding you grapes.
Yeah. Oh,
everything, stunning. The fruits, the food, everything like just tasted like it was just made that, like, or it was just pulled. The chicken was just cut that.
Yeah, like, they broke that neck that morning.
The way they were cooking it was insanity. And everything was calm too. They took care of us. We couldn't believe it. Yeah. We kept asking for the bill every time we ate and they're just like, no, it's comped. And we're like,
no, please let us contribute. Yeah.
We really wanted to pay because it was just it almost felt like we felt like we were in debt to them.
I know. That's
how much they were taking care of us.
It's like peak like traveling and like summer, and they offer that up.
I think they just do so well. Like
they just
that they just
oh forget it. The people staying there were out of our league.
They were
Oh my god.
Oh, just like,
money.
Like White Lotus.
Like
exactly like White Lotus. Have you seen the show White Lotus? No. It's just like
it takes place at like this most high end like hotel in Hawaii, and just every family staying there is just loaded, and there's just you like feel it in the air.
And we found out one of the ladies that worked there was telling us that they get all their travel, their stay, their
food,
everything is covered.
If you work there.
So they're not spending a dime while living there. And they're getting paid well on top of that.
I think because it's only like a few months out of the year. So it's kind of like an incentive.
So it's closed?
A season where it's open, and then
it's like ski resorts. Like people don't work at ski resorts the entire year.
Yeah. Well, the ski resorts make sense because it gets
hot. I wish I did that. Like devoted like a chapter just, you know, of my life where I went to a different country and
the girl that was working at the crab shack in Alaska.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm just here for 3 months, you know, just cracking crabs.
Oh, would love that.
The girl that we met in Alaska, she was just there for the summer, just at
that's
this
pretty
like
cool.
Kind of like high end. I feel like it was like a mid to high end like type of like crab shack.
She found it off like a cool website where you could like find those types of
I think it was called Cool Summer Jobs.
.com. If you guys know the site, like comment down below. There's like I bet you could find really cool fucking jobs on that site where you could just escape.
Keep it exciting.
Yeah, and I feel like you meet so many like people on like taking like trips like that or taking like a summer job like that. It'll change your life.
How was the water? Was the water just gorgeous and blue?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Really everything pretty. Was stunning out there.
You know what I thought was really funny? Now that this was in Greece, but now I'm thinking about it, it was also in Paris. The bathrooms, there's a men and a women's. So you go through the doors, but then they all share the same bathroom.
Oh, this is really bizarre. So
everywhere.
You go in and it's like one shared sink, right? And then the girls' bathroom has its own door that's closed off. But the urinals are fucking open to everybody down there. So you're literally peeing at a urinal and girls are behind you washing their hands.
Oh, it's like pretty Greek crazy. Bathhouse stuff. Yeah.
But it's funny that it so has weird. Like you go like men and women's and you go through, but then you see each other when you walk in.
That made no sense to me how they had different doorways.
It feels like, they're like pranking you.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Do you think they closed it off in some way certain like nights or?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was crazy. Everyone's very friendly out there. I mean,
everybody
just trusts everybody.
There's no creeps.
Like, were you guys close to like the nightlife and stuff like that? Or was it,
was pretty close. The island, like just to get to the other side of the island is like 40 minutes.
And everyone on the island is on the same page. Like every single person you would ask what you're doing tonight, they all had the same answer. Oh. And they would all go to the same pop-in spot. They're like, Sundays we go to this spot, whatever. Like,
It seemed like it was like designated nights for certain clubs or restaurants.
Really cool. Yeah, you do not want to be talking shit about somebody on that island because that shit will,
will get around.
Yeah, that shit will get around.
One night our waitress found us at one of the spots. She was like, all right, I'll go after my shift. And she found us and she was hanging out with us. I thought that was so
We told her where we're going around. She was just like, I might see you guys there. I'll get off.
And she found us. She just by herself came up to us and was just hey.
It's like a small world out there. You just see everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't you see somebody from high school there?
One of my friends from high school.
What?
I was walking around. We stopped at a restaurant. It was our first day. And we were just walking around. I stopped. I went to go to the bathroom real quick. And I looked at the bar and one of my friends from high school was just sitting there. We looked at each other. I was like, no fucking way.
That is wild.
It was so weird.
Freaking odd.
Did you forget their name?
No.
Oh,
Vinny.
Oh, great.
But it was really cool.
You sent me a selfie of him. I was like, where are you? He's like, on Mykonos Island.
Plantation.
We took a day. We went shopping. We went through the streets.
What did we spend money on, boys? Did you guys get a little?
We had to go like high end shopping for like one of the stores.
Oh, I forgot you bought that.
We went to Gucci and I bought these like
you just said on the former podcast, you're like, I'm never gonna do that again. When you guys were talking about
you gotta do it in Greece.
It was like it felt like the right moment You had to do it. Like just. I don't know. It just felt right to do it in that moment.
Especially because there's no taxes on it.
Oh, yeah. You don't pay taxes.
Okay.
So it's like 15% cheaper if you buy something out there. And in our heads, since everything was being taken care of in Mykonos, we're like, we had some money to spend why not wild out in this Gucci? But, right, but that was the only thing I bought out there.
They tell you you don't pay taxes on it, and then you buy it, and then they're like, okay, to get that 15% money back, you got to go to the airport.
And claim it.
Go to like some certain thing. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't do that because we had no time.
Yeah.
Well, we had no time because fucking Wizz Air, but we'll get to
what
that.
What did we spend? But what did you buy? What did you buy at Gucci? What was it?
Don't yellow floral
these
pants.
We'll put a picture here. I actually posted on Instagram too. It's just these yellow pants with flowers on it. I don't know. Cool. It just felt right. And they were cool. And they're comfy. I could wear them in the house too. And I feel like it's a good buy when you can wear them.
You bought Gucci pajamas.
Wait, yeah. They're pajama pants. They're not.
No,
jeans?
They're not. No, they're not pajama pants.
They're just pants. Casual. They're just cool, casual. Funky.
Yeah. How much?
I really don't want to say it. It's like $700.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad for like Gucci. I was expecting $1,600.
And I think they were like, I don't think they were like in season. I think like it was part of
the sale rack. Yeah. But he didn't know. He thought like it said something fancy.
Well, I think it was, they were pieces specifically for like the Mykonos location.
Yeah. Oh, there was a set that I saw that set. It had like Gucci Mykonos on it. Yeah. And I was like, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
It was the Mykonos. Yeah. Like,
did you get anything, Mariah?
No, I really wanted to. I wanted to get something in Italy, like Gucci in Italy. I still didn't, but I really, really wanted to.
Were we even able to?
Yeah, we went into Gucci.
What's the currency in Greece?
Euros.
Oh, it's euros.
It was euros everywhere. And
I didn't think of them as being part of like.
Yeah. I didn't either.
It's kind of over. It's a little bit like, I don't know.
That's what I thought too.
That makes sense. Euros. I don't know what I was thinking.
But it's very kind of like old school looking, like all the buildings. And it feels...
Is it as like... Is it look like...
But also super, super high end at the same time. It's like a weird like juxtaposition.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's very strange. Like they have every designer you can imagine. Like YSL, Gucci, like Dior stores. But you're walking around like old...
The walls.
Old rounded plaster walls. Like it's really interesting. It's
pretty. Like architectural preservation.
Exactly. But they're still able to get away with it. Like when you walk by the YSL, you're like, that's weird. There's looks like someone's living in an apartment right above it. Like,
yeah.
But it works. It like it did a really good job making it look high end, but you're still walking in like the streets of Mykonos. And I think it's the color of everything. It just makes it feel so...
It's the unison of every building. It's that white plaster with like a blue window.
Good color palette. Man.
Yeah, it was a really good color palette that they had. Very good. They literally invented that color palette. The white.
Yeah.
Whenever you see that anywhere, you just think of Greece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
That's true. I bought white and blue pants for it. So there's that.
Oh,
I fell right into that.
And cats everywhere.
Oh, I've seen that on TikTok.
Everywhere.
Cute. Were they but kind of like nasty?
They were sleeping.
Like
no, they weren't.
They were so chill. Like a lot of them were just laying there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we're the problem because we were the ones feeding them at the table. he had extra tuna.
At Namos, I was feeding it under the table the whole time.
I gave it freaking sushi. Fish.
It loved it.
Oh, they're letting you know, right? Yeah. Fish. Oh, what's wrong with that?
I mean, I don't know. Their diets are... kind of crazy.
Oh no, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about like, this is why we have a cat problem.
But I feel like you're allowed to feed the cats there because they would have said something.
That's probably why they hang around though. They were sitting at the table. Every time we were eating, they'd be right.
But they're
at
so
feet.
Sweet though. I feel like they would want to feed the cat. They'd want the cat.
What's like the go-to? What are you drinking in Greece? Like, you know, are you, it's like
Frito espressos.
That's what we just, you had, gave me a sip
I've
of
had one
that.
Every single day since I've been back.
What? Explain
it's, just espresso on ice and shaken.
Oh.
And it has like a froth. You could put like sugar or whatever sweetener inside of it.
Oh, ice Americano.
No. That you like add water to.
Oh, you got to add water to
the ice.
But
then it's like shaken, so you have like the froth.
Got it. So what Vince gets at Blue Bottle sometimes,
No, that's just espresso without milk.
Got it.
What about alcohol? Is there like a signature like Greek drink? Like not like a Negroni or like a spritz like they have
just
in Italy.
A lot of Aperol spritz, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Italy, Aperol spritz was huge.
But that was everywhere. That was spritz. Italy. That was.
Was the music good? Was it very like...
Oh, amazing.
It was really good, but it was a lot of like deep house.
Yeah.
I know. That's so big like in Europe. And I'm like...
The restaurants were playing good music, but when we went out like to the night, like when we went out to the strip, pretty much where all the clubs were, there was no music that had lyrics in it. It was all just deep house music, and you can't listen to that shit all night.
I want the deep house scene to end. Like culturally, I'm so done with it because like I'm just sick
of it. It's a lot.
It's the same shit, and it feels really dark, and it's just not.
And they're changing the music, but it sounded like one giant song. Like it felt like it was never ending, and it makes you go crazy.
Yeah. But when you're on Molly, you're like, keep that shit going. You're just vibing to that. But like when you're not on Molly, you're just like.
Exactly.
We switch it up.
When we went out, bro, the girl to guy ratio was insane. Older dudes everywhere. It was like 9 to 10 or 9 to 1.
Oh, interesting.
Tourist guys or local guys?
No, it felt all tourist.
Okay.
Did it?
To me, yeah, the whole island felt like it
when
was.
When you saw like all those older dudes, like, yeah, everywhere. No, those are
just really old rich guys that wanted to take a yacht to Mykonos.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, so and then they're probably coming
and
from.
Then they all wear the like cloth tattered. Like tattered.
Yeah, that's the shit my dad wears.
Like linen. Like where it's like ripped here and it looks cheap, but it's like probably like a $5,000 linen shirt. Every single guy there.
So were like a lot of people like getting like approached? Did any guys try to hit on you and you were like, that's my girl?
No. Yes. No, it seemed like everybody was pretty much coupled up, it seemed like.
Okay.
It was an old, bald, gray guy with a 20-year-old model.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was everywhere.
I am 85% sure that David Beckham was sitting next to us at breakfast hotel.
What?
Yeah. At Cabo Tagu.
I wish somebody else was looking so they can confirm because I am not good with celebrities.
I feel like every man looked like David Beckham.
Well, maybe it wasn't him. But
did you look him up when you were there?
He opened his mouth and it had the accent. He had the tattoos. He had the, and then, you know, sometimes if you look at a celebrity, they are waiting for you to like kind of, not in a cocky way, but they're just like, oh, here it comes.
That yeah. Look you're that about to get you, recognized.
That's the look he gave me when I looked over at him. So I was like, oh, he must be somebody. So I was like, think of your celebrities, Mariah. And I had nothing. And I was like, tattoos, accent, looks like a soccer player. Like, who can I think of? And then I looked up David Beckham and it was identical to him.
But if David Beckham was there, I feel like he would have been with his wife.
He was with a woman. I don't know who would have wife.
Victoria Beckham?
Like.
It wasn't was him because there's nothing about him like being in Mykonos recently.
Maybe he dipped off with a mistress.
He has the same tattoos.
But if he was going to have a mistress, he wouldn't be in Cabo Tagu in the middle of the lobby. No way. I don't think it was him.
It could have been.
Not to burst your bubble.
I'm going to say, you got to see Emma. Let us
see David,
David Beckham. No, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. I'm going to give that to you. They saw David Beckham at Cabo Tagu with a mistress.
Start that rumor.
Are the beaches beachy or are they rocky? Are they rocks or
rocky.
Sand?
Rocky.
Or like,
rocky.
Are the beaches beachy?
Jordan, we tried to get Jordan a seashell. No seashell.
Oh, yeah. I have like a shitty pebble that I brought back
to
you.
I was like, give him this rock. It's fine. We were digging.
It was really weird because along the coast of the island, there was the beach, but it was like a patch, probably the size of this room.
Yeah.
And people had like towels out. I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's the point? But we found, when we took the ATVs, did we end up at a lake? What was that?
Yeah, where
the?
I don't know if that was a beach or.
I thought it was a beach.
Oh, no. It had to be because we're on an island. So we had to have been, that wasn't a lake.
It felt like almost like a cove. And the wind was so insane and everybody out there was windsurfing. So everybody's just like doing flips in the air.
It looked dangerous out there. I was surprised seeing that.
Really
Wait, let's
intense.
Let's tell them about the ATVs.
Oh yeah.
Because we don't know how to follow the rules. Nobody listened.
This was the perfect situation of like why we can't have anything nice.
Yeah.
And we get something nice and then we just completely ruin it.
None of us listen.
Yeah. So we see people riding ATVs all over this island. We're like, we gotta like ride ATVs. This is sick. So
it's like the golf cart in Catalina.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. Have we rode ATVs in the past?
Yeah, we've rode ATVs. No, so, we didn't crash or anything, but
Natalie sets up like ATVs for us. We're only able to get three, so we have to like couple up and we're able to fit perfectly because David went to Cannes Film Festival. He left
There's pronounce no S. the S. There
oh,
is an S.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fucking Matt's been there 25,000
times. Just once.
So yeah, David like left halfway through the trip to go to Cannes. So we are able to fit on these ATVs. So we start riding. It was so fun. We get to the beach and then Ilya's like, let's go on the beach. So we drive all the way out to the sand, right?
Tried.
Thinking that ATVs are allowed to, like you're allowed to ride like ATVs through sand. And then we all get stuck.
Every single one.
And this guy, we have to bring these ATVs back to this guy that like let us rent it out.
Yep.
And he was super strict. He was just like, he only like the people were driving it. We couldn't even drive it because they only, like a license.
But it wasn't like just like ride and then like slowly come to a stop. Everybody was sitting there trying to get out. So Ilya's womp, womp, womp. And it's literally
digging
just
deeper.
Going, the whole fucking wheel is now sunken into this sand. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And then a local hero's like, you guys need help?
Yeah, just a random and we're nice like, guy.
Yes. Yeah. So
Greek God.
Came down from heaven and basically helped us dig the tires out and like push it all the way out of the sand and get it back onto the road.
Not gonna lie, it was all him. I know we're all pushing it, but it was him.
Yeah, he's done it before.
Yeah.
So he pulled them all out of there, and then you guys ended up running into him when we went out that night.
Oh yeah.
Boy, we did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was he?
I didn't recognize him, and Heath was like, that was the guy who helped us with the ATVs, and he came up and then we put
him on the chair and we
such a cool community, like so fun.
It's crazy that everybody just knows each other.
Yeah.
I think it's just because everything's in one spot each night. Yeah. Like everybody's there.
Right.
The restaurant Scorpio we went to. Scorpios?
Scorpios.
Absolutely massive.
That's where you have dinner and then you party.
Club all night.
Yeah.
Everybody on the island was there.
Wow. It felt like there was 3,000 people there.
Yeah.
Like it was like a high school. Like imagine a high school. Everybody in high school was at this
location. It was prom.
Yeah. It was nuts.
It was a really cool spot and it was fun and beautiful. But did you get like a dark vibe there?
Yeah.
It was like almost scary.
Like,
like something bad was about to happen.
Like a demonic feel.
Yeah. Like something was definitely off.
I don't know. I think it's maybe like the dark and the torches and shit. Maybe
could have been the damn deep house music.
Yeah, probably that. I mean,
also like very hard to get in.
Yeah.
Remember? Like it's also very exclusive. You have to like sign that thing in the beginning and fill out your
name. That thing was weird. Like why did we have to sign that?
Yeah.
It'd be a scene like in James Bond where like they just like, or something, right. Someone's going to run through and like chase after somebody and like knock over like the whole.
Yeah.
Bunch of champagne, like
yeah, but it was still really nice. Like, did you get? We got to explore a little bit, like go to the top too.
Yeah,
it's just there's so much to do in this like one spot.
Did we learn any like Greek? Like, were people? Is there like how do you say?
No,
hello?
I don't think I heard one person.
Not
speak
one person
Greek.
Speak it.
No,
it's a very old language, I guess.
Yeah,
like Papathios.
I feel like I didn't even see it a lot either.
I don't Theotokos. Even. No Greek
like,
writing.
No Greek writing anywhere.
I think the only spot was.
Everything looks like Stas's name. Anastasia Koronika Lekoko.
Just outside of the old churches, it would have it in Greek what it was called.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the one little church we saw was built in?
I forget.
Was that like 1400 or something like that?
I don't remember.
Wow. Patricia would love that.
It was really nice.
We had their crepes. At me. Oh my God.
Oh my God. This I had one. It was that guy.
Yeah.
Not all
just that specific spot. And he also I remember he was like, take a picture. I was like, and I forgot to, and now we can't share with
but
the location.
He knew he had the best crepes in the world.
You didn't set the card reader though on the skill hit of this.
But that's not the same.
We were talking to him and I was like, you know these are like the best. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm very well aware. He's like, everybody comes to me for crepes.
That's probably why he's open so late.
I got Nutella, strawberry, and Oreos in a crepe. Absolutely rocked my world.
Did you see Todd or my stories at all of some guy with the glasses that was there? That was when we were at the crepe spot. Me and Todd were dying because this guy, he was like the Larray of Mykonos. He was just fucking, he was everywhere. And me and Todd were dying laughing, not at him, but more with, like, he was just such a character. And it's just so sassy. So we pull out our phones, we just start like, because he was like talking to us, but like, not talking to us, but he was almost like entertaining us. So we pulled out our phones, started recording him. And I will put a little clip of here. I honestly don't even know if he would want this in or not, but it was just so funny. And I remember we were recording him and he's just like, you know, being sassy. He's just like, no, don't post that. My agents cannot see that because I'll never get work again. We're like, what? We're just like, what do you do here?
What if he's like the biggest person in Greece?
The biggest influencer.
You know what I mean?
In Greece.
That's funny.
It was so funny, but we still posted it. We were like, fuck, no, this has to be, people have to see this. This is great.
Should have got his tag.
I know. I want to find his Instagram.
I'm you sure you find can. His
Instagram. Did you meet any women, Zane?
No. Every time you ask that question to Zane, you give like a look. And did you meet any women?
Honestly, not like Ilya.
Just like a mom. Like, did we
find love?
Yeah, I feel like in Mykonos, everybody's there just to like get crazy. I don't think any, you're not finding love in Mykonos.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's not that, I guess. They're there to party. Did you go to Lindsay Lohan's beach club?
No!
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I told myself that. I told myself like before the trip that like I was going to tell you guys, let's go to Lindsay Lohan's beach club. But we never did it.
She had like a whole MTV show about it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in Mykonos, right?
Yeah, let's party in Mykonos,
why
baby.
Why didn't we like think of that? I mean, it must not be that popping if nobody.
I don't think it is either.
Nobody recommended to go to that.
No. What about our last dinner together?
Oh my God. This place called Namos.
Oh, wow.
That was actually on a beach. Like, you're literally, the tables are in the sand. And we all sit down, and the service there was unlike anything I've ever experienced.
I felt like we were the royal family.
Like, our guy.
Unbelievable.
It's hard to even describe how good he was.
I said it was chilly out, and next thing I know, I'm being wrapped in a blanket.
He wrapped me in a blanket,
so
too.
So then when he goes, is anybody else cold? The boys were like, yeah, I'm cold, but I don't need to be wrapped or anything. And I was like, wrap him up. And it was just like kind of nice.
The way he like just draped it around you. And then like, it was just special.
It reminded me of like a Salt Bay experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he should be somebody. He was unbelievable. If we like, the table's really big. If he saw we were reaching even the smallest amount, he would just be on the other side of the table and he would scoot it closer. Just, you would see his arm just scoot it closer.
Damn.
It was crazy.
I got up to go to the bathroom and I took my blanket off and I just put it over the back of my chair, went pee real quick, came back, and my blanket was folded and sat on my chair. And then I go to sit down and then he literally lifted it and then wrapped it back around me.
Top of the line.
I think each table had one server. You know how servers usually have like a few tables? Each table had one server, and so that server was just there at the table waiting for one of us to have a slight inconvenience.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. So he served you everything. He would bring all the plates out, and then he would serve you individually. But he did this thing where he took a fork and a spoon at the same time
in one hand,
and he was like using it like tongs and would serve it like this. Then he would scoop some salt with it, and then he would shake it like this, and it would perfectly like dust.
He was also so entertaining. He was like so hysterical. Funny. He was going along with our jokes. Like, he really picked up our energy and went with it, but still served us.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the most relaxing.
And a thing they do there is they bring you your meat and fish before you eat it. They show you. You're
like raw.
They'll bring you a dead fish and like slabs of raw meat.
A freaking cow.
They walk the cow out.
It's like the cowbell around its neck. It's like, we get it. We're good.
Less cowbell.
Yeah. It's let like Betsy live.
The cutest one. Just like, we'll take this one. It's like, oh, God.
It was unreal. There's wild peacocks running around.
And the desserts. Oh, my.
The moose.
Oh, my God.
He was yelling at the other employees, more moose now.
Because we were eating the whole tub. We were eating the whole tub. We were like, more. We need more moose.
Like,
we were
scavengers animals. Going after it.
Yeah, we were disgusting. That was unreal.
Yeah, it was an insane experience.
Was everyone having like a good time? No one had like a severe sunburn or like a rash?
I got
like
windburn. Ooh. My lips were killing me.
You got a windburn?
Yeah.
How did you get on the ATVs? You were just going too hard?
No, just from the wind there.
It was windy.
Like you got chapped lips?
You never get like windburn on your face?
No.
Kinda. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
You get a burn from wind?
Yeah.
So you get windburn, right? You go back to your hotel, you're like.
Yeah. It's like constantly it's like abrasion to your skin because it's like constant.
It's like irritating.
Damn, how sensitive is your skin? That's crazy.
I got baby skin.
Oh man.
Everybody was healthy. Zane didn't get any injuries this entire trip.
No injuries. Unbelievable.
Yeah, every day I was like checking the stories. I'm like, I'm waiting for the next frame is like emergency room in a different language.
I honestly, like at one point I thought I was gonna make it into the emergency room, but like in my head I was like, I cannot. That would suck. Imagine I had to go to the emergency room and I miss like the rest of the trip and then I have to fly home in a fucking.
And then we feel bad having fun while you're.
Yeah, while I'm dying.
That would have been bad.
So now Greece is better than Paris. The time you're having.
Personally.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, I think just like the amount of time we were in each place, just the situations, everything, Greece was better.
They're just very hospitable.
Yeah, I think if you wanted to go for like a fancy, like either like a couple's getaway or like a group of friends and go like have fun every night, if you want to be out on the town and like, you know, have the best of the best experience, I would definitely recommend.
There's no like ruins though there to go see,
not,
right?
There,
like,
not in,
because that's like Athens,
there,
right?
There might have
like,
been stuff, but we were kind of just like in the city area.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But I know Athens has like all those ruins like and stuff, which I kind of wanted to see. I kind of wanted to see Athens, but
I wish I saw more history.
We love go back. I would love it.
The thought of traveling the country right now is stressing
being on a plane
out
for 11 hours.
But yeah, so we were there for like 4 days and, you know, I think we took advantage of every day.
I think we all cried leaving because we're like, we're never going to get this again.
It was nice. It was really, really
nobody
nice
invited you guys onto their yacht. Did you see some, did you see massive like mega
no,
yachts
we didn't
out
see
there?
Any boats out there really. Oh. Except for a cruise
there,
ship.
There was some outside of like Scorpio's area.
Yeah.
But the yachts were in Italy.
Oh, yeah. That's where the big ones are.
Oh my God. This is crazy. So there was a cruise ship in the like in the in front of our hotel, right? And you see the cruise ship in every shot. Like all the you just see the cruise ship. Uh-huh. David posted the cruise ship on his story. The captain of the cruise ship saw the story and DM'd David back and goes, oh my God, I'm the captain of that ship. I'm there right now.
What?
It was unbelievable.
He's like looking at his binoculars. Like, like, you know that captain has like the best binoculars in the game.
I thought you that was so cool.
He's like, thank hop for us twice. Like.
That is pretty crazy though.
Yeah.
She don't.
She was like verified too, right?
Yeah,
she was a verified captain. I did not know cruise ship captains that got verified.
I think
that's
they
crazy
should all be verified.
I just didn't think
I
want to
know the real captain.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
What a fraud.
Because not even a lot of like big directors don't even have verifications on their pages. So it was really surprising seeing. I know some do, but I was just surprised a cruise ship captain wasn't verified
like,
on Instagram.
Who does that?
That's pretty crazy. That's a crazy.
I mean, it'd be pretty cool for her. Imagine like being like a David fan and you're like going through his stories and you see your ship. Like that would be really exciting.
Yeah.
Like I'm driving that boat right now.
Yeah. She's like, oh.
Is there's only one driver for a cruise ship?
I doubt
it's
it.
It's like the Enterprise, like on Star Trek, like the USS Enterprise.
There's
like
gotta
everybody,
be so many.
It's like someone is the captain, but everyone has their own like
control panel. Like,
I bet they rotate.
Yeah. They have to.
Is there one steering wheel?
Oh, is it like the...
I bet it's so automated now. I bet it's like a big iPad steering wheel. Like they put their hands on a screen.
It's
and
on
just,
a gyro.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's got like that one little knob that rotates. Or the...
How they park that
ship. It
used
to be like that.
Unbelievable.
I think they have that there just for the look on every ship, but they don't actually use it, right?
I don't know.
You know, like the main wheel with the...
Yeah.
I bet they, I don't know. I bet they do for like emergencies and stuff.
Okay.
Like if the power went out, they had to
use. Yeah, you got
to
go like analog.
Yeah. I bet they program everything in. Like the ship knows the depths and how to get out of all of it, I think.
Has there been like a huge like cruise ship accident like the Titanic ever since?
I mean, there was
the recently fire.
There was the one that
on
was
the carnival like a month ago.
There was that one that happened like near Greece or Italy back in like 2010 or 2008 where it started to sink and they evacuated everyone and then the whole cruise ship like went sideways.
Oh.
And then it took years for them to get rid of the cruise ship.
Is that the one where the captain left the ship first?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
And he had to serve time. He had to go to jail. This one.
The captain left the ship.
I do not remember this.
He said, wow.
That's a crazy shot. Like that looks fucking edited.
This happened like late 2000s. And so.
Oh my God. That's in Greece. Literally.
And it was there holy for, shit. I swear, over. Oh. The Concordia, yeah, the Costa Concordia is the name of it. And it was, I swear it was there for like a year or so.
Because
like,
they have to break it apart?
They had to break it apart. And then finally one day they finally lifted it out. And it's crazy seeing what the other side of it.
Underwater?
The Concordia removal.
That's like, insane.
Was it sitting on the bottom like it was shallow there? Like it was?
Yes. So basically the guy, when he was steering the ship, he went through an area that was like kind of like almost like reefy or rocky. And it just cut a hole in it. And
how luckily, do you fuck up that?
I think a few people died. Oh yeah, that's like when they had a fight.
Oh, people died.
I don't know if that's that's it.
Whoa,
like two or three people died that were like
that's
down in that certain area.
That's an artistic picture.
Yeah.
It was insane. I knew some people who, when it was underwater and they were like on a yacht, they went to go like look at it just sitting in the water.
Yeah. So I'm just curious. I'm genuinely curious. In this situation, the captain should not be leaving the ship. Right?
Captain is the last person to always leave the ship.
If the ship is tilted like that, where does the captain stand? Like, where is he supposed to stand in order?
You just make sure everybody gets off.
Everybody gets off. He left while there were people still on there.
I know, but I guess I'm just trying to figure out like where he would station.
You'd be around gathering people, escorting them to like the lifeboats.
Like, stand in the corner and wait.
He said, "Move, bitch."
Yeah,
that's bad.
Wow.
Where did this happen?
It said off the coast of Italy.
Dude, that's terrifying to be in something like that. Like that big. Just imagine being in your room, your hotel room, and you're just.
I wonder how fast it happened.
It was a whole big operation. There's a big documentary on it. Luckily, like. Everyone I think also got money too from like who were on it, but not enough. I feel like everyone got
a free cruise ship for the next Costa Concordia.
Can you go to the Wikipedia page? I just want to like see a little bit more about 2012.
Oh wow, it was that long ago? I thought that was more recent.
And then it took until 2013 to salvage of the ship, and it was finally completed in 2017. And then 34 people died, 27 passengers, 5 crew. Damn.
Wow.
6-hour rescue effort. Scroll down to the very bottom. I'm curious about how much
that 5 crew is probably trying to save people.
Yeah.
And the captain all the way left. Probably to the.
Is that like contractual?
What?
Like a captain? Like you have to like sign something saying I will be the last one to get off?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
When you get certified or.
If you
did. Like a part of the code of conduct.
But you said like if he did time for that. Like code of conduct isn't.
I don't think that's like how many. I don't think he'd go to jail.
Well, that's what
for
I'm saying.
Long.
If it's like contractual, like if you're a boat captain.
I bet the scuba diving there is really fun. Imagine what you would find from the ship.
Imagine you had a beach house though right there on the corner and that cruise ship just goes down and for the next years you go outside and it's what a weird thing to look at every day. Yeah. It
just gives you goosebumps every time you see that.
Yeah.
You know that giant underwater pool in is it Dubai?
The largest, the deepest indoor
pool. How did they build that?
I think it's like a tall building and then they filled the building up with water.
That's insane.
You can go
scuba diving in it. I think it's pretty cool. Like it's not, they have a car down there.
I know, but are you on like a flat surface and then you walk in, then it goes down?
Yeah.
It looks like a tunnel that goes through all the floors.
But it's a building that then they filled up with
but
water.
Is the building underwater or standing?
It's a building, and then there's a tube of water that runs through the center of it.
They basically found a building, sealed up all the walls, went up at the top, and just filled it up with water.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Who
is it?
Thought of that shit, too. Like, how do you think of that? Would you do that, Heath?
No, I...
If I was scuba dive certified, I think I would. Because you're indoors. It's not like
I would scuba dive
sharks
it.
Or anything around it. Like,
this is for like doing like deep dives without like a scuba apparatus.
I wouldn't. Oh, really?
They're like holding their breath and then they dive like free diving.
Oh, why don't they have scubas for this one?
Well, I think they do. But a lot of people like the reason is to see how far you can dive down.
It looks like that level of like Super Mario World 64.
Yeah.
Where you go. Remember you had to shoot the cannon and you went into that underwater city.
Yeah.
And there was like, and then you could press the buttons and then the water would get lower and then it would go back up.
It looks like Stranger Things too.
Anyway, Greece is unreal.
All right.
Unreal. Yeah, Greece was dope.
Amazing.
And then at this point, are you like ever like fatigued going, oh shit, we still gotta go to Italy.
Yeah, we were like, damn, we only finished like half this trip. Yeah. Like this is crazy because it was such a high, but like we were so happy that we still had something left. Like we were like, oh, wait, we get to go to Italy.
We were tired, but we were excited.
Yeah, we're still really excited.
You're tired, but you're like, okay, we have a new destination. Now it's like something to look forward to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we need to get on this fucking bus. We got to get to the airport.
And honestly,
we're running late.
Yeah, I was most excited for Italy anyway. So I was like, okay.
So we get to the airport, right? And we leave on time. We're like, we have some time. We packed up. We're all like pretty hungover. We get to the airport. And we're flying Wizz Air, all right?
Never even heard of it.
Yeah. Like
bippity boppity.
Wait till you see the colors of Wizz Air.
Wizz Air, right? And
it was not
hot pink.
Woo!
Not a good looking.
It looks like Soul Plane.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Really.
Zane, the upside down upside down eye that looks like an exclamation.
It looks like an energy drink that made an airline.
They like wrapped it up for a campaign.
Yeah.
So we get to the airport and we're the first ones in line. We got our bags. They're like, we're good to go, baby. We are on time. We get to the desk and for some reason, they're just being really like, kind of
nasty.
They're being really nasty.
We all went to one person. You know how there's like three different people like checking bags or whatever. So we're all together with this one lady in the end and we're sitting there and it's taking like 15 minutes. We're like, what is going on? So then a lady on the other side calls me and Mariah over. So we're like, okay, we'll just go over here. So we start checking our bags and then all of a sudden lady.
Wait, we missed a part. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Part? We get to the airport. We all get out. And Todd and Ilya have similar suitcases, same exact color, this baby blue color. And somebody goes, where's the other baby blue suitcase? And Todd goes, oh, that's mine. Like Ilya's holding it. And Ilya's like, no, this one's mine. And we realize that Todd's suitcase was left back at the hotel.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
And we're already running late. So Todd's like, I'm not making this flight. So the driver zooms back to the hotel, comes back with the bags. And while that's happening, we're standing at the kiosk.
Dealing.
And this lady, the second we showed up, just total attitude. Like, we were all so patient. And her
it's like we did something to her. It was really
like,
weird.
Yeah. It's like we killed her dog. It was crazy.
But we like separated. And then the lady that was taking care of all of them literally just walked away from the little like kiosk area and started hanging out with the other girl in the middle and they're both doing nothing. And then they're all standing there like, we got to check these bags. Like we're going to miss the flight. So then she's like, oh no, go over to this lady, which was ours. So then they all come over and
She was saying that she got upset. Sorry, it's like confusing. So Heath and I went over to the other lady because she called us over. This original lady got so offended. So I went over to her again. And I said, oh, she's going to help us there. I can take our passports or our IDs. So she went to hand it back to us. She goes, you know what? All of you can go to her then if that's the case or what. And she gave me this whole attitude like she was so offended that we moved over, but she was taking so long.
It was so weird.
And she was like, now all you, please go.
All
and I was like, what? She was like, please now go. And we were like, okay. So we go over to the kiosk together. And then that's when they're all standing in the middle and they're just doo-doo-dooing around.
Like gossiping
literally
in the middle.
Doo-doo-dooing. Like we could see they were doing literally nothing. And at this point, there's a giant line behind us. Everybody's waiting for us to finish because there's only one kiosk.
Right.
And we're like 30 minutes into this now and none of our bags are checked. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what is taking so long?
Do you think she wants you guys to miss the flight?
It seemed like it. So what took so long was... The entire airport, they had to do everything manual. There was no computer in front of them. They had to write.
They were writing down everything.
Like an old school bowling alley.
They were writing your name, the serial number to your suitcase, everything, your receipt. Everything was being written down.
At this point, Matt, I like Karened out a little bit.
Yeah.
I had a full meltdown. I had a full meltdown because it was 45 minutes. We were still checking in. And I think I was more upset that these people behind us are never going to make their flight because if it took this long for us.
And it looked like it was our fault.
Yeah. And it looked like it was our fault, but it wasn't our fault. I'm just freaking out. I snapped. I'm just like, how is it taking 45 minutes to get checked in? And I'm laughing.
Zane turns around. He goes, I'm sorry. I have to tell them. And we're like, what? He turns around to the crowd and he goes, you are all missing your flight.
You are all missing your flight.
Not the way to say it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to
genuinely like tell them that like, guys.
Yeah, he was trying to help them out, but their faces were not even concerned.
Because is this one of those like kind of European style airports where like your gate doesn't even get assigned until the last 5 minutes?
Okay, we started realizing that it's very delayed.
It's very delayed. Well, like your boarding time.
It was like an hour delayed.
Departure time, it's like, it's always like 20 or 30 minutes.
Because they seem super casual.
I always, every time I'm in like Europe, I always am stressed out. I'm missing the flight because it doesn't go like American on clockwork because you will still make the flight. Because everyone, Americans always freak out at European airports.
We were like 45 minutes late, but ended up being 45 minutes early, even after the whole fiasco.
They don't take off if majority of the people are at the airport and not on the flight. They don't take off.
Yeah, American does not do that shit. They'll leave before the fucking time. They'll be like, yep, see ya.
Gotta go.
So Zane was doing his duty, his due diligence.
I was. I was like so upset that I genuinely thought that these people were going to miss our flight, and that really made me upset because I knew we were going to make it because we were there for 45 minutes, so I knew we were almost ready to get on the plane.
Right.
I've just been informed that all of your children are missing. Like, that's the way Zane did it.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. But it took so long at the kiosk that Todd, the driver, ended up coming on time. So he went all the way to the hotel, grabbed Todd's bag, came back, and he made it. Yeah.
Wow. Was Todd Pitt, was there, and Todd's I have something valuable in there, like nice clothes?
Or? I mean.
No, it's just like his luggage, like his everything.
I'm always sometimes when I pack though, I'm like, I have to be cool that everything in this I could deal with it being like, I'll never see it again.
I make sure it's just clothes. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. So we waited in line to get on the plane and we get up to like the gate. Wait, they go to like check us on and they're like, no, you have an extra bag, your carry-on. You can't get on with the carry-on and a backpack.
Boy.
So then we had to step out of line, go wait in another line to do the same fucking process of them handwriting all of these note cards.
And there's only one person on the kiosk, so nobody's going because they're waiting for our bags.
It was unreal.
And I get more worked up if I'm an inconvenience to somebody. Like if I'm inconveniencing somebody, and that's what we were doing. This group of Americans was inconveniencing the entire flight.
We looked so bad in that airport.
It was terrible, but we were just listening to what they were just like, how stupid are you to bring on an extra bag? Like, so we had like regular seats. That's why. We weren't like
priority premium
or anything. So they were allowed to bring other bags, but we weren't. So we can only bring the little backpack. So they had to write everything down once again. Somehow Zane gets through first.
He's got his Gucci bag ripping at the seams. Everything's fucking falling out as he's walking through.
He shoved everything into that Gucci bag.
Everything, my dirty clothes, everything.
It was filthy.
Shit's rolling
out.
Somehow
he slithers through and he's like, I'm not getting on that plane without you guys. And he's waiting there for like 30 minutes waiting for us to check in, and we're like, what is the problem?
Again on the what are he's on this plane without you guys.
He's writing notes on his phone and holding it up to his forehead as we're sitting there waiting. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Because if you miss one of these flights, I don't know why, you just knew you weren't going to make it there that day or the next day. Yeah. Like, because everything's booked already. Everything is booked the next few days. It was scary.
But we got on. We made it. We landed in Naples. We have like a driver that's picking us up. And as we're going through the parking garage to like pack it up and like leave, I'm looking at the cars around us and I'm just hysterically laughing because I've never seen uglier cars in my life.
The goofiest looking cars like, ever. Like it was. We'll show pictures here.
You said if you ask a preschooler to draw a car.
Matt, you don't understand how bad they are.
And they all look like that. It's not like some cars look like that. They all look like that.
Please pull up the one from the garage that we were literally dying at. You have to look at this.
We were howling. This shit was
or like when
so
you're
funny.
It was like when you're asked to draw a car for memory.
Yes.
Look.
What are these?
It looks
European cars. European.
Let me see it.
Look at the back of this.
What is this?
Zane, show the last one in Italy. The one
bro.
Well, you know what it is? It's they're trying to maximize the space that's inside the car by keeping at high fuel efficiency.
All right,
but that doesn't look aerodynamic at all.
It's not supposed to be aerodynamic.
It looks unsafe.
I mean, no, it is funny. It is, I guess.
It's so good. Look at this car. Wait.
What?
Yes, what the fuck is this?
Insane. You gotta do that TikTok where it's like, up first we have play.
I couldn't get over
it. Up next we have poof.
We were fucking cracking.
Showing up. You gotta have another.
Because these
one.
Look like this looks like a pretty expensive car, you know? It looks like a nice car, but why is it built like that?
And I'm over here, like, we land, I'm thinking we're gonna see Ferraris and Lamborghinis. I'm like, we are in Italy, baby.
And no, we saw a booth.
It was, look at this shit. What the fuck? What? What is this?
Fiat something.
It looks like Big Bird.
It looks like something like the dad on like Honey, I Shrunk Your Kids like, would like make or drive. Yes.
It looks like the designer didn't even try.
That is hysterical.
The cars look like they have big foreheads. You know yeah.
What,
I mean? Like
it, what is the logic?
The head, oh there's my. Two headlights. See the two headlights? They got one on the top, one on the bottom.
Just doesn't make any sense. But yeah, we get in the bus and then we start taking it to Positano. And the drive there was absolutely insane. Like I've just never seen anything like it in my entire life. And just the houses all along the coast, it was like stunning, but at the same time, it felt like super post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, I was saying it reminded me of Lebanon. Like it just felt like there was.
But it was a ghost town. I didn't see anybody there. It was like apartments and just like clotheslines everywhere, but nobody was there.
The windows were just open holes.
Yeah, it felt like so Hunger strange. Games a little bit. Like just nobody, everybody was just right. in their houses because they had to be in their houses.
The clotheslines just had like old clothes on it.
And then also we're looking at like Pompeii and I'm like, it it was really interesting.
But it was beautiful though. Like it was so cool experiencing another just side.
It was mesmerizing. It's just
amazing
to look.
What they built into that mountain. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know how they did it.
Oh, and then driving like getting into Sorrento and then going around the mountain and it's just a sheer cliff and everybody's driving so fast. I'm like, has anybody fallen off these? And the driver's like, yeah, all the time. I'm like, oh my God,
really stressful. And our guy was zooming through the side of the cliff.
I kind of trusted him though, you know?
It was.
And he's just sitting here, wah, wah.
Yeah. You guys noticed that he was wearing a Gucci belt and a Gucci bag?
He was doing good.
He charged us a lot for that ride. It was just a regular taxi ride.
That's why he has those nice things.
Mercedes, too. I've never seen a Mercedes.
A Mercedes
taxi.
Sprinter van?
Yeah,
That was manual?
But it was his. It wasn't like a... It just seemed like he makes a lot of money from tourists because he just overcharges.
Right.
But it works.
But he was good.
The streets were... Tiny.
Yeah, it was scary.
Tiny.
And there's people like walking along the side. You will get hit if you don't turn around.
It's wide enough for one car to fit through.
But at the same time, you don't have a choice but to walk on it because
there's no sidewalk.
Yeah.
You're walking on the street and the cars barely fit next to each other. There's people bumping each other.
Yeah.
When they're parallel parking, it's just hit like nobody cares.
And you know how in America, like
Customer service?
Well, no, what do you call people on the street, walking on the street?
Pedestrians.
Pedestrians have the right of way. In this city, pedestrians do not have the right of way. No, you better fucking go. That car's coming. If you get hit, you're fucked. That car will keep going. You can't stop.
It's crazy they don't care about their cars, though. Like, they're literally just, like, scraping up against shit, and cars are passing by. Like, fucking wind. Like, your mirrors are getting hit. They're just popping it. Like,
And they had giant city buses trying to make it around those. I could not believe the motor coaches that they had driving through the cliff. It was
unreal.
It was unbelievable.
I don't know how they do it. He's got to be so
stressful.
Making
those turns were like 90 degree turns.
Yeah.
Or not even. It was more sharper than that.
So we get to the hotel and we are at separate hotels because it is, we couldn't get a hotel with enough rooms for everybody. So Todd, Natalie, and Ilya stayed 20 minutes away from us. We stayed in our own hotel, and our hotel is tiny. That we could probably count the amount of rooms that were in there.
Yeah.
And what are the odds that someone I went to high school with was literally staying
same hotel?
What?
Wait. Same hotel at the same time. What's even weirder is you know the room you switched into.
Yeah.
They left that room and you moved in.
No way.
Yeah.
That top room?
But we just missed each other. So we were posting, we were watching each other's stories and I was like, where are you right now? And she sent me a picture of the lobby and I was at the lobby. But the day we got there, she was on a boat and then the day she went back to the hotel, we got on the boat. So we missed each other.
Damn.
But like, we were there at the same time. Like our stuff was there at the same time. Like what the hell are the odds?
That you went to high school with?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. And there's so many, there's like,
and
so
you
many
followed her already?
Excuse me?
And you followed her already?
Followed
on
her
on Instagram, you're saying?
On Instagram.
Oh, like, it's not,
she's been following her.
Yeah, it's my friend.
Oh, I know. I know. That's just crazy. Like, it's a friend from high school, but also one that you keep up
and
with.
And, like,
oh,
like
right, you know what right, I mean? Right. Like, it could have been, like, I don't know.
Did or they you notice her stories first, or she noticed yours first?
I noticed hers. She tagged the location. She, okay, so the restaurant that we first ate at, me, you, and Heath.
Yeah.
It was a restaurant on top of the mountain, and it was looking down at the beach below. And the beach had very specific umbrella prints, and she was posting at those umbrellas. And I was like, where the hell are you? And then I saw her location. And then I said, oh my gosh, I'm here too. Where are you staying? It's pretty big. Like I said, Todd and Allie were like 20 minutes away.
Right.
I was like, where are you staying? And she was like, art something. And I was like, and I sent her a picture, and she sent me a picture of the same thing. And she was like, oh my gosh, from the same place.
That's
and
whatever. Insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, wow. But that restaurant, like, this is what really blew my mind. So as soon as we get there, we go up to the top floor. Also, elevators there don't make any sense. They're big enough for two people to stand like this.
Yeah, every hotel in Europe.
Everywhere.
Like, where do you put your bags?
So we take it all the way up, and I didn't realize, but it was like the highest building in Positano.
We didn't even know. We didn't realize that though. When we
just happened to pick that spot.
Yeah,
because it was like inside a hotel.
We didn't realize until we went to the bottom where the beach is and looked up.
Yeah, but dude, it was the most surreal feeling. Looking up, it felt like a dream. It felt like I was in, what's the Leonardo movie? Inception. It felt like an Inception dream world that was like created that I couldn't,
like
I literally couldn't comprehend what I was looking at. I was just in awe. But yeah, it was insane. Like I still can't get over it. So we're excited. We're like, we're about to try Italian food for the first time.
This is our first.
And we are pumped. So they bring out like a bruschetta, and it was one cracker with like three little tomato chunks. We're like, okay.
It was like complimentary though.
Yeah,
it was like
And it was good. We were like, okay, this is all right, small but good. And then we get a calamari appetizer and some bread and oil. And the bread was a little.
Is this at the hotel you're eating?
No, this is another
it's
hotel.
A rooftop.
Our hotel didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, nothing like that.
And the bread was interesting. It was tasty, but
I don't know. It
was the texture.
No,
it was the texture that was.
There was no flavor.
It tasted like that Ezekiel bit.
Oh, yeah. I think we're such Americans though. We're like, we want flavor.
Give me white bread.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Here's because we've been to really good Italian spots here, and it's good Italian, right? But in our heads, we're going to Italy.
It's so catered to American taste.
Yeah, we have Italian American.
Exactly. It's a whole different. That's what we didn't really. We didn't really know.
It's
going
more
into
stripped
it.
Down, like a lot right. of stuff.
And we understand that now. We know that.
That's why we're freaking obese.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stop adding shit to food.
Not good enough.
Where's the sodium? So we get the calamari. We ate like 80% of it, but we're like, let's save ourselves because we ordered entrees.
Yeah.
So the lady comes to like take the tray. She's like, "Are you done?" We're like, "Yeah, we're finished." So then Mariah sees her go to another girl working there, and
so keep in mind this place is probably the size of this room. Tiny. The chef was cooking outside. That's how small it was.
Literally in a window right next to
us. So we see everything.
Yeah. So it was just, we were here and our waiters were right there. Maybe closer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can see everything that's happening. So she takes our plate away and there was like two shrimp left on it, whatever. She brings it to another employee and I hear them counting in Italian. So they're counting and they're figuring out what to do with this. And I was just like, what the hell are they? And they're looking and they're rolling their eyes and they're looking back at us and they're looking at us up and down. To be fair, it was a nice restaurant. We just got off a plane. You can imagine what we smelt looked like. And I was like, we're definitely underdressed. But whatever. So they're figuring out what to do with it and they give the plate back and they're all, now every employee there, like
staring
six of them
around
are
it.
Looking at this plate and they're just like, oh,
it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Very, they're being very it's obvious
two shrimp
about
left?
It.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like a couple pieces of calamari and then like a couple shrimp.
Okay. It may be very rude to leave any food on a plate.
That's what we were thinking. Yeah. I don't know. We later found out that's not the case because other restaurants were like, whatever. whatever, you're done. We were in the middle of eating and they're like, done. So I don't know what their problem was, but there was this one lady that was such an instigator because she would talk shit and then turn to the other people that didn't have a problem with us. And then they're like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. And they would just look at us up and down. Everything. Yes. It was so bizarre.
And then we started noticing they were taking care of other people that got there after us. And they're like, they were getting their entrees. They were getting their check. And I'm
parties of 10 that were dressed to the nines and they were getting served so quickly. And we're sitting there.
We were discriminated.
Yeah. And I was I hope this isn't what all Italians are like. Like, I was like, I understand the attitude. I get it. But they were talking shit. And I don't know what we did.
It was a bad first impression.
But you guys were excited because you're about to try Italian pasta for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. So they get their pasta and I'm really excited for them. And
I was bummed.
Zane and I both took a bite. We got the same plate. We both took a bite and I could feel us both
Neither one wanted to say anything.
Because you look forward to something. When you're disappointed, you don't want to admit it.
Because we were already getting nasty looks from the waiters and the service before we even got the pasta. So as soon as we got it, we're like, damn, this.
And we're eating it and we're noticing, I don't know if it was just in our heads, but they are laughing.
I think they did it on purpose.
And like, watching them eat. Matt, this macaroni was unbelievably undercooked.
It was crunchy.
It was hard.
Getting stuck in your teeth. The hard parts were getting stuck in your teeth.
It was crunchy. It was unbelievable. I've never experienced this in my life.
The sauce was amazing. It was great. But the texture was off. I know what it's supposed to taste like. I was like, is this how I do it in Italy? Like, I don't know. It was bad. And then we look over and she's with the chef leaning and she's like.
Like that.
Like laughing.
Yeah, laughing. I'm like, wait. And we weren't going to say anything. I'm not going to open my mouth. So they probably just thought we were dumb.
What did y'all do?
We didn't do anything.
It
probably sounds like we're going around and like asking, like we are begging.
We were so we were admiring. We were saying how beautiful, and he's like, yeah, like he didn't care.
And we weren't being loud. We're being very quiet. Trust me. It may sound like exhausted.
We just got off a plane. We were tired. We just checked in. We stunk. Like I keep saying, we didn't stink.
I had perfume on. Perfume.
So where did we go out at night? Did you go to that one like nightclub on the side of the room?
We'll get there.
We left there, went back to the hotel, got ready, whatever, and then we ended up going down into like the city area, and it is so steep. Everything is just stairs. Like it's just winding stairs
to get down to the store.
To get down and up is like all the stairs.
It's like 2 miles of steps.
Yeah,
it's.
I wouldn't know about the steps when I was in Posey.
You were on a yacht.
I was on a yacht.
Oh, yeah, but how'd you get to the yacht?
With the tender, someone to take us in right on the docks.
Yeah, but how'd you get to the dock? You gotta take the dock.
No, he drove a yacht into the town.
Oh, like,
no, the yacht, the, on the yacht, they had a tender. It was a little boat on the yacht, and they would drive us
up. Oh, because you're sleeping on the yacht.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
It must be nice. I was just, y'all are telling all Positano. I've been there.
You know what?
I lived a good life.
The steps were a once in a lifetime experience.
It was. I mean, we were dying of sweat, but it was beautiful.
To be fair, he probably did as much steps on the yacht.
That's true.
True.
Food down at that town was exactly what I expected.
So we ended up going to another restaurant and we got pizza and pasta there. And it was
great.
Banging.
The gelato hit.
The dough for the pizza. Oh,
yeah. It was
different. Unlike anything I've ever had.
Yeah. It was really good.
And they had slush espresso.
I think we had six each.
It was a slushy. We couldn't stop.
But it was tiny. It was still like, it was like.
It was like a little shot, like a shot glass of it.
But like, was it, how icy was it? Because like sometimes slushies can be like a little.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven Slurpee.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You were with them?
Not at this point.
Okay.
You'll be surprised of how often we were all separated during this entire trip.
Zane knocked out and we went down to the town and I was just like, Zane is not going to figure out how to get down here. There's no way. Because you had to go with people. If you've never been there, it's very confusing how to get down there.
We put in the maps to get down to the restaurant And instead of clicking driving directions, I was like walking directions because I figured there'd be shortcuts.
My dumbass did driving directions.
He did driving directions and walked three mile fucking.
Oh boy.
And I could, I was like, did you guys walk all this? They're like, yeah, yeah, just keep going down. I'm like, no guys, you don't understand. I've been walking for a good 2 miles. Where the fuck do I go?
Chow.
So there's all these stairs everywhere on the, along the side of the road, but in your, you don't think that it goes like all the way down. You think it's going to someone's like a property.
Yeah.
So I just never like thought to
just go down. Are you sure? Just keep going down. Wherever down is, just keep going.
It's crazy. You take like all these stairs, just whatever you find stairs, just take the stairs because you will end up down.
You'll get closer.
Yeah. I didn't think that though.
Oh, but, and the calzone.
Lethal.
Really good.
Very romantic.
If calzones could kill.
So
Zane met up with us at night.
After.
Oh yeah,
we went to watch the sunset, sunrise, sunset, whatever.
But on my way down to you guys, I got a FaceTime from David because David was in Cannes again, and he was with Maisie Williams, and I was freaking out. I was just like, I can't believe he's with her. That's so cool. And then they FaceTimed me, and she was on the FaceTime. And
no
I got
way.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Screenshot. What?
What did you say?
It was really quick. It was really loud. But I was she was saying how, where are you? I was expecting you to be here. David was telling me how she thought she saw me there already before she saw David. So that like that was really cool.
On her radar. In her head.
Yeah, but we just said hi and then that was it. And then he hung up.
Still, you got to talk to her.
Yeah, I know. I know.
She knows your face.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
But she remember from back in the Vine?
Yeah, she used to follow us on Vine. Yeah,
she followed us on Vine.
Oh, wow.
Vine days. Which is really funny.
But yeah, so he missed dinner and then he met up with us and then he ended up getting dinner alone in the most romantic place in the world.
Yeah, they were exhausted. So they went to bed and I was like, I need to get food in me. I haven't eaten. So I walked down the street, hit this hotel and it was like a rooftop and there was like 20 tables all filled up with couples. Literally everyone, like not one table had three people, it was all couples. And I walk in and I didn't even think they would seat me, right? Because it almost seemed like you had to be there with a partner. And so they're like, yeah, sure. They get me at a table and I'm sipping wine and eating dinner and seeing all these couples. And it was like, I've never felt so lonely in my life.
That's amore.
In the middle of Positano, Italy, it's beautiful, right? And I'm seeing all these couples and I was like, damn. I wish I had a date right now, but I still, I still enjoyed it. It was like me time. It was really nice. And I got a three, by the way, every menu is the same.
Yeah.
Every restaurant has the same exact menu, the same food, the same starters.
It's like the same layout, right? Like the appetizers, then the second meal and then like the third meal. Like
three, four full courses, by the way, like. Usually you get one entree. No, you get like three entrees when you're at these Italian restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And it's like big portions for each.
Pretty awesome.
Did you go out that night though?
No, I went home.
We didn't like, there's did not, you not really go like out something.
There's not a nightlife there.
Dude, there's this amazing nightclub that's like on the side of a cliff.
The corner. Yeah, we went in there.
We thought the driver was joking about that. It was like that big tower
club side of cliff.
He was like, that's a club. And you're like, ha, good joke. That's not a club.
No. I think he's talking about the other one. Me and Ilya went there that last night.
The one that's, it's like a restaurant nightclub.
Remember we went all the way to the side and we're like, oh, it ends here.
Just go to images.
I think that's what he's talking about. It's called, it's like one word.
Yeah. Our waiter told us about that too.
Yeah. That one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's the one we
like
went to.
You could go out and like smoke and like look over like the water kind of.
Yeah.
That's what
there.
That
thing right there, Zane.
Yes.
That pyramid.
No, that, really?
That's what it? He said was a club and we're like, no way. Like that doesn't even make sense.
No, the one he was talking about was Circle. That one.
Yeah.
That's the one on the side. Yeah, okay. So that one is the one that we walked all the way to, Heath.
Yes, you can go and you have a table up at top. Yes. I've been there.
Okay, yeah, that's the one, Heath.
Yeah, we called it early that night because we had the boat in the morning.
Being on the water out there.
You really got to see the beauty of everything when you're on the coast like that. So nice. And the rental was cheap too. We thought, we thought we were going to spend? We're like, literally all the budget for our trip was going to go to this boat.
I loved the captain and
he was the coolest dude.
Captain, yeah, I know. They were awesome. That first restaurant
with
service.
With long hair and a Speedo.
Yeah.
Besides that first restaurant service, all the service was amazing. It was like Mykonos. Everybody was so friendly, so nice, so helpful.
And we took this boat around and we're like kind of like stopping at like different like islands along the way. And then we end up at, I don't even know what it was called, but there was like someplace we pulled up and docked, and there was a restaurant right on the like the dock. So we get there.
Scolio?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Didn't y'all go to La Scolio?
Oh, no. You know what? It was called Il Prosciutto or something like that. Because I remember taking a picture of
Prosciutto?
I remember I saw I-L-L and then capital P something.
Oh, it wasn't Il Scolio.
Yeah.
But we start eating and getting like drinks and stuff. And there's a bunch of like locals. Like this whole area is no tourists at all. And everybody there is going crazy because they're like playing music on this dock.
It was like a Tuesday afternoon and people were going fucking nuts. People were dancing on the tables and shit. And I'm like, are you allowed to do this?
Like, this is a nice restaurant. Yeah.
And people were just like, really? Well,
did you guys notice before they were going crazy and stuff like that, I was waving my napkin and nobody else was doing it. And I was confused because that's a thing that we do. Like,
it's like breakfast with Mickey.
Oh, that's an Italian thing.
They were all started
doing it and everyone just looked at me like I had 10 heads. And of course, when they start doing it, everyone's like, yeah. I was like, what did I do wrong?
With us or other people in the restaurant?
That big table of guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when they saw you do it, they didn't do anything?
No, I was looking at you guys, and you guys all, like, Natalie was sitting across the table, and she was like,
well, one person alone going like this when you don't know it's a thing looks pretty weird.
Well, you got to start it. So I thought the other table was going to start doing it, and then somebody from their table started doing it, and then it, like, I'm just not a trend setter.
I don't think any of us knew what you were doing. We didn't know what that was.
Ryan's having fun today. You go, girl.
Just wave my napkin around.
But yeah, it was such a great
time.
Yeah,
that was so fun. And all those guys, like, there was like 40 of those dudes, and everybody was just like, he was buying shots for everybody there. It was so fun.
I felt like a local. God, they welcomed me in.
Our waiter just ended up like lighting a cigar.
Yeah, it looked like he just quit.
Drinking out of a wine bottle. Yeah. That was hysterical. It looked
like that was his last day. He was like, fuck this place. I'm ready to party.
And then what did we do after that? We went back and then got ready to leave because we had to make it on the train to Rome.
Yeah, we had to get on a train to Rome the next day. Was it that night or the next day? It was the next day.
Yeah,
next
morning. Tell them the text we got when we were going to Rome. The morning of.
What was Ilia, the text?
Oh, that was, no, that was on the no, way to the boat. No, that was
the before the boat.
Oh, all right, we'll
before,
say that.
Oh, before the boat, we're all getting ready, and Ilia, last second, as we're getting on the boat, he goes, hey, guys, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to Cannes to meet David.
Oh, boy.
I was so bummed because
he was like your buddy.
He was my buddy. He was my couple. Zane's,
oh, yeah, fifth wheel.
I'm fifth wheel. That was the one thing I was worried about on this trip was that, at one point, I was going to be fifth wheeling, and that was the moment. I was like, damn, this.
And he bailed like 10 minutes before having to be at the boat.
Yeah. So I was just like,
so now all of our moods just dropped because Zane was ready to fly home.
I was ready to book my
flight. Because I was
like, this sucks. Because it sucks like for like all these friends to like go on a trip, and then it just starts, everybody just starts like jumping shit.
Yeah.
Just like, you're like, fuck. Well, I committed to this trip. Why are people leaving?
Good news. He missed the flight and wasn't going to make it there in time. So he ended up meeting us at the boat.
He missed his tax.
But Zane was not having it. He goes, did you only show up because you missed your flight? Tell me the truth.
He was going to miss the boat. I was just like, you know what? Let him miss it.
So we turned the boat around and went back to the dock. And then he came out and then got on the boat.
The captain had no problem with it. He goes, yeah, what dock is he at?
You see, in America, you can't do that shit.
No.
You miss something, they're not going to fucking turn it around for you. Oh. Yeah, the locals are nice out there.
We picked him up and it was a blast. It was so much fun.
So nice.
Best nap of my life on that boat.
So that was a fun day. And then, yeah, we woke up the next day. Our taxis didn't. So we got a taxi for the night before because you have to schedule a taxi or you're not going to get picked up.
Oh yeah, there's no Ubers.
There's no Ubers. There's no drivers. The drivers won't pass by you and stop for you. You have to find a driver like a day before and schedule it or you're not making it out of there. You're going to have to walk and you can't walk to the fucking train station. So I booked us a taxi the night before and the morning of 10 minutes before we're supposed to leave, we get a call saying that the taxi canceled. So we have to find our own ride to the taxi station. We're like,
it was so difficult.
We're like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're going to miss our train and like, we're fucked. And then we're stuck here. And We were able to find, or I told the front desk lady, and she was calling all these places, and Natalie was able to find us a cab ride like that moment.
But he pulls up in like a little station wagon, and we've got like 10 bags of luggage. Each. And I'm like, oh my God.
There's no way this is going to fit.
No.
And my bag was my.
Do not underestimate.
And my bag was broken.
Well, before the bag was broken, Zane's in the, we have a little cafe attached to our lobby. Zane's in the cafe. I turn around, shirt off. He had to change his shirt because he was sweating so much. So his suitcase was wide open middle of the cafe, and he's having a meltdown. I was like, oh my gosh, he's having a panic attack. We need to keep him as calm as possible.
We all have suitcases, and at this point, we don't know what's clean and what's dirty in the bag.
It was very frustrating.
At the end of the trip when you just don't know what's... It just finally hit me.
Yeah.
And right before I went downstairs, so everything's really tight, right? So I'm in the top floor. So as soon as you open the bedroom, the hotel room door, the stairs are there. So I'm opening the room. I'm sliding my bags out because I'm like trying to leave. Uh-huh. I forget that there's stairs right outside my room. So I throw my bags out and don't.
Oh, no.
And our bags are like... heavy metal, right?
They're like a nice aluminum
that we just bought before the trip because we just wanted nice bags like to protect our shit. And this shit it sounded like a bomb went off in the hotel. And the handle thing was out before it fell.
Oh, as that's it was falling, clanging.
It completely fucked but up
it,
the bag.
But it dented from falling like that, so you couldn't push it back down.
So now it was stuck open the whole time.
So now this driver's putting all our bags in. Zane's, it wasn't a carry-on, it was a checked bag. So we're trying to figure out this handle because every direction that this guy's putting it in, the handle's sticking out of the car. And he's like, don't worry about it, I got it. He sees Zane is... freaking out. He's standing on it. Everybody's trying to push this handle down. Zane's whipping it open. They're trying to pull it out. They're like trying to saw it off. It's this whole ordeal.
This was an expensive bag, Matt. I was ready to break this shit in half. I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I'm not staying here while my friends leave for this transition. What the fuck am I
going to do? A complete meltdown. And then
I was about to leave my bag.
He ends up... Well, he's got to leave the handle still out, right?
Yeah. Ended up getting it in, but you can't. It's
done. Stuck. Yeah. He ends up just shoving the handle towards the front of the car and shoves it in. But it's sticking out like this. When we're in the back seat, it's sticking out like this. But we end up, and then the three of us are squeezed in this little back, the back of the car. And I know Zane's already freaking out. So he's like trying not to touch anything with his legs. The AC, his bag is blocking the AC. So he can't breathe. He's popping
It was a long drive.
I was about to have a panic attack.
Meanwhile, the roads are like this.
Yeah. And we're this close to different cars. There's different, like as we pass cars, they're pulling their mirrors in because they would hit. It was a mess. It was horrible.
Right. Could you feel that I was about to have a panic attack?
Yeah, because I was starting to. Because
I was starting to have a panic attack.
It was contagious. So we end up getting there and we get to the train station. We're grabbing food. Ilya, okay, we only have like 5 minutes before this train station. So Zane goes to McDonald's. We go to a bakery. Everybody knows just grab something small and hop on the plane. Or hop on the train. We all get on the train. I'm looking around. Where the hell is Ilya?
This train station.
And Natalie goes, he just had to order a pizza, so he's waiting for his pizza.
Oh, no.
Mind you, this train station, it's crazy. It's so confusing. You thought an airport in another country is confusing. Train stations are even more confusing.
You got to figure out what platform you are.
And the way the boards are set up, it's not like you see the airline and it's got the color and it's got
and the
gate. It is all like... 1980s Wall Street, where it's like just red LED dots and they're going by like, and you're just like, where the fuck am I? It was awful.
It was crazy. Stressful. Yeah. And you know, we are all relying on Natalie to really guide us to this train because if they left and we separated, we wouldn't have been able to get on the train because we wouldn't know where it was.
But we got on and we're like, fuck it. He didn't make it.
Literally by the second.
Start going and we're like, oh my God, that's it.
So we were being like cool. We were like, yeah, whatever. He didn't make it. And then the train starts moving and all our faces drop. And we're like, no, Ilya. Like, then we change of heart. Yeah. He ends up hopping on the back of the train, We got on the front, so we ran to the front. He gets on the back, and he just runs through the center.
Because they were closing doors, so he had to just hop on something.
But here he comes with two pizzas. We're talking shit about him. The second
everybody started
the second
eating.
We see those pizzas, we're like, let's
thank,
eat.
Thank God he brought those pizzas.
Let's eat.
That was actually my first Italian pizza was on that train.
Oh, right, because you didn't have it the first night, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, other than the fucking turkey.
Tell me the freaking sandwich
I got. So this place that I bought, I didn't go to McDonald's. I went to this place that was, it was just a sandwich place, but I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I was like, ooh, a burger sandwich. So they pretty much got an American burger, but instead had a sandwich, like made it a sandwich. And I, for some reason, I thought it was going to be good, and I ate it. I was like, damn,
it looked bad.
No, it looked good.
No, it looked bad. It looked terrible.
It looked so good. What do you mean? It looked good, but it was bad. It was awful. Eating Ilya's pizza.
But we end up getting on.
And then we make it to Rome.
Oh, Rome was my favorite place.
The best.
Oh,
it was I love the history.
Yeah.
Seeing the Colosseum. I can't even wrap my head around it. And I was like, Zane, this was built in 70. He was like, what?
He goes, 1970?
70.
Like there were people getting slaughtered in that Colosseum.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all just here just taking pictures and shit.
Isn't it pretty?
But the spot that ended up being our favorite restaurant of the entire trip, it felt wrong enjoying like a glass of wine and having like this beautiful meal and just seeing the Colosseum. It felt wrong.
It did.
Like, I don't know. I felt weird taking like pictures in front of it. I was like, I don't want to be like posing in front of this.
It was a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Did y'all go to the Trevi Fountain?
No,
we didn't do
anything. Oh, that is my favorite place.
We didn't have any time there because
we were there just to fly out.
We honestly had less than like 18 hours there.
The most fun I had was that night, me, you, and Ilya, we did birds around Rome.
Oh, that was fun.
It was so fun.
It felt like we're in the Hillary Duff.
But everything was like cobblestone roads.
Or like Mary Kate and
Ashley. And you're just like, it was really aggressive.
But it was so fun. It was really a great time. We did that at night.
It felt like a movie at that moment. Where
it was just casual. That restaurant was Royale.
Royale. If you guys
get Ella's recommendations?
We were there for like 24 hours. Yeah. We did as much as we could. We tried to see the Vatican. We tried to see.
We couldn't.
Sistine Chapel. Yeah, we tried to see it all, but it was just.
We did have our first limoncello.
Yeah. Limoncello.
Our first Italian limoncello. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you sure?
Maybe I had one before.
We've had it here before.
It was my first Italian.
Oh, yeah, me too. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
I made everyone get limoncellos for breakfast.
Delicious.
That was really nice.
Bon appetit.
And what did we do that night?
The cannolis.
Everything was unreal. That pizza at Royale was...
Well, it wasn't pizza, though. It was pincy. Well,
yeah. It was like a flatbread.
Yeah, but it was...
Really, really
good.
That was
definitely the best thing we had the entire trip, right?
We could not stop. Well, we could not leave that table. It was so good.
We ended up having to stay another day.
Oh, yes. I forgot. There's a whole... Oh, shit.
Oh, because shit. I forgot about that.
We'll make it quick.
We couldn't make our flight, so we were like screwed. So we had to book a flight for the next morning. So we ended up getting this hotel... And
there were all the hotels at the airport booked out. So I just clicked the nearest one that looked the safest.
And online, absolutely stunning. We're like, this is going to be great. So we go to the location and we're literally up and down the block looking for it. Like we cannot find this.
And it says we're on top of it. But I'm like, tell me this place shut down. It doesn't exist. I don't know.
So these locals come up and they're like, what are you looking for? And they're trying to help us. And
the sweetest people.
They couldn't find it either. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So we just like go up to the building and we're basically like just like feeling it, trying like to like, there's gotta be a trap door. And there's one sign that says the name of the hotel, but half of the letters are ripped off.
It's peeling.
And there's a door.
What?
And the door is just a clear door, nothing on it.
Yeah.
And just that little tiny sign. We're like, I guess this is it.
And it feels wrong because the block that we got left on, it felt very like locals only.
Yeah, very residential.
It was on a canal, right?
Yeah.
And it had these really old boats. There was fishermen, but it just seemed like everybody lived there. So it didn't seem like there'd be a hotel there. But there was this hotel. We have all our bags. The second you open those doors, 30 flights of stairs.
It was
to the lobby.
But it wasn't like you can like open the doors and then
30 flights of stairs? Yes.
No, it was 30 stairs.
Okay.
What did
Sorry,
I say?
You said 30 flights of stairs.
Flights
I was like,
flights
of
huh? 1, 2, 3.
But, I heard it felt like it.
But you what? Couldn't like open the door and then bring your luggage in, close the
there
door,
was no
and
space.
Then you open the door and it's a step.
Yeah.
So you're trying to hold the door, pull the luggage at the yeah. same time, and
I
the
said
lady
they should really advertise this.
The lady's at the top just watching us, and I'm fucking over here.
We are.
Mind you, he
ass.
Has that extra bag of camera equipment.
Yeah.
That
been, was
he's
awful.
Been huddling over.
So we get up to the top. She's watching us struggle. We say thank you to the people. And oh, we tried to tip them, and they were like, they were like, absolutely not. Like, we, no, please. They had two little kids with them. I was like, here, take a 20.
I wonder
and
the, if they get the kids paid were like, well.
I think that they're just nice.
No,
they were
it was
just
it was
kind
just,
people.
It was just random
citizens.
People.
Oh.
She was
the
she
street.
Was trying to tip the people that like.
Yeah, I was just. Gonna, I wanted to give the little girls money. They were just, the little girls were staring at me and just. The whole time their parents were trying to help us, they were staring at me and we were all walking together and they were just like talking in Italian to each other.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at me. I'm like, oh my God, they're pointing out my acne. They're just like, so embarrassed. And then she
You don't think
goes,
we're going to look like that when we're older,
yeah,
right?
I'm so I'm scared. Like, I don't know. And she looked at me and she was like, your name? And I was like, Mariah. And I was like, what's your name? She goes, Martina. And I was like, oh, and what's your name? She goes, Martina. And I was like, she goes, same name. I was like, oh, are you friends, cousin? She goes, friends. Like, they were the cutest
they're
little
They're both
munchkin.
Martina and they're
yeah.
friends?
Both Martina, yeah.
Wow.
And so we make it up to the lobby, and it's just one lady at a desk, and she gives us, like, an actual key, like a
no,
key.
But oh, it yeah? was it was like a janitor key set. It was a ring with, yeah. like, six keys on it. There was one to the front door, one yeah. to the entrance
the
of the
gates,
hotel.
The gate that we Whoa. Came in, we had, we. It, I mean, right. safety-wise, it was amazing,
yeah.
but it was like, there was three different doors to get in
That's
to
interesting.
Our room.
And then an actual key for the, like, our room.
There was only
don't they
five
have that
rooms.
For, like, those, like, really small motels? Don't
it,
they have
it was
keys?
Kind
That's
of like that.
That's what it was like. There was five rooms. So we get in, it was clean. It yeah. was very clean. It was just very outdated, but yeah. it was fine. Like, it for the night, it was great. So we were like, whatever, let's leave our stuff and then we'll go downstairs and we'll go eat somewhere. So it was just straight pizza and gelato for yeah, a mile,
beautiful.
Like nothing less. And we found this spot that was Heath's favorite
I'm
pizza.
Not, dude,
I'm glad we stayed. It was
I've
Heath's
never
favorite
had
pizza.
Pizza like this in my life.
Yeah, it was amazing. And the gelato, same thing. Unbelievable gelato. Everybody was so nice. It was just like, just making friends with the locals.
So you ended on a good note.
Yeah, we That's did.
Nice. I also, you know how we're saying like we saw people from high school, you get excited about mm-hmm. it, whatever. I love making connections when it's such like a small world, but nobody else seems to care. Not us, but those other people. So we were in Rome and this girl, a fan came up and we were talking to her. And of course I always ask like, where are you from? Whatever,
yeah.
what else do you say? So where are you from? And she was Pennsylvania. I was like, oh my gosh, me too. Where are you from? And she says Bethlehem, which is 10 minutes from Allentown. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm from Allentown. I was like, did you go to Liberty High School, which is the school there? And she was like, yeah. And I was just like, oh, I went to Parkland. And she was like, oh, okay. I'm like, do you understand? We're in Rome.
She like did it.
We're in Rome.
She
yeah,
didn't reciprocate like the energy.
Right. She was like, oh, wow, that's cool. We were rivals. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my, holding on to that.
And then she was like, so what are you guys doing in Rome? I'm like,
you're stuck,
Mark. Exactly.
Oh my, and you know what? I did it again today. I was at the freaking grocery store and there was a car next to me with a Pennsylvania plate. And I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And he shows up to his car and I'm like, all right, well, he's here. And I roll down my window. I was like, what part of Pennsylvania? Head down, head in his phone. And he goes,
damn.
And he said, Middletown. And I was like, and I didn't hear him. And I was like, oh, excuse me? And he looks up, he goes, Middletown.
Whoa.
And now I'm stuck with this guy, but he's just like uninterested. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm from Allentown. And he goes, oh, no shit. Like, I don't know if he thought I was hitting on him, but he goes, oh, no shit. And I was like, yeah. And then he like leans on his car and gets comfortable. Like now that I like am, yeah. I don't know.
And,
know
and what I'm at that point, like, I'm
no. And then I panicked and I was just like, all right, have a good rest of the day. Like, I didn't know what else to say. He was, did not want anything to do with, I was like, okay. I love making geographical connections. Oh yeah.
That's my shit.
I told it, the last thing I said, I was like, oh, when I see a Pennsylvania plate, I just have to ask. And he was like, okay. All right.
That was a way to end it.
How old
does this guy look like?
Maybe 40.
It sounds like a fucking blast.
Yeah, that is nice.
A little chaotic.
It was very chaotic.
Of course. Would you expect smooth sailing from us?
No, not at all.
There's never smooth sailing.
Made for a great story.
We got to do it again soon.
Maybe in a couple of years.
Maybe in a couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
Do you have to be to a dinner reservation?
Yeah, we'll get there.
So, okay, we're going to stop right here. That is the end of our trip. Hope you all enjoyed it.
Yeah, buddy.
As much as we did. It was fun talking about it again and reliving everything.
Make sure to try the best coffee in the world, Cremota Coffee. We've got our new bag look. We've got a bunch of new apparel. We've got the tan. We have the black core collection. And then we have the clear tumbler mugs. We've got new Cremota regular coffee mugs.
And all that will be out in a week or two.
Yes.
In a week or two. Very exciting stuff.
Make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
A week or two, July 4th?
It's going to be July 12th.
Okay, my bad.
Make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do early access to all of these episodes. They're ad-free. We do a bonus high episode, which we have just posted with Remy. Absolutely hysterical episode, so make sure to check that one out.
We also do an Unwind with Unfiltered, where we talk... Or like 15 minutes after.
Just like hang out, debrief,
mm-hmm.
Shoot the shit.
Talk about the episode and talk about just life in general that we wouldn't post publicly.
More bonus content.
Exactly.
We do a live Q&A every single month. We have a private Discord. And yeah, it's just a fun place to be. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All for $5, baby.
That's right.
You can catch this episode out every Monday. We post the audio form on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and all the other good stuff. And on Tuesdays, we post a video form of this at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right. We love you.
We love you so much. Have a good day. And
ciao.
God bless.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at Chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.